one day shy of 2 months since Notre Dame played for the national title against Ohio State. Notre Dame opened spring practice today here on Wednesday, March 19th. Tim Priester with Tim O'Malley and John Bryson. Guys, we only got four periods to observe, and I feel like we have a ton to talk about, not only today, but in tomorrow's Irish Illustrated Insider podcast.
We saw some dynamic stretching as well.
We did see that.
But I thought there was actually... There's one quick point you made, Tim Priester, about dynamic stretching, because they don't put guys that aren't respected in the front. And Jason Onyeh, welcome back to the program, was actually in the front row of that, and that is not something you do. The front row is reserved for the Jack Kaisers and J.D. Bertrands of the world, so he is back in good standing with the program. I thought he looked a little bigger. I don't know.
I thought he did, too.
I don't know if that would be good weight or not, but as J.B. has pointed out a few times, and I didn't really mean to lead with Onyeh here, but he could become an important player. As you pointed out a few times, he was able to hit the ground running probably with Lauren Landau because he was not involved in any of the practices.
Yeah, he was not part of that group that Marcus Freeman again reiterated today that was staggered into winter conditioning, and Notre Dame had a very strategic plan that we've outlined previously on the podcast about how it implemented the guys into the offseason program, basically based on how many snaps they played in that marathon 2024 season. But Onyeh, to your all's point, seeing him today, and then as I noted a couple of weeks ago, I saw him at one of the men's basketball games. I thought he looks physically bigger. I thought particularly his upper body looked bigger. And so you hope that that's really good weight that he's added, really good mass and strength that he's added. He can be certainly, he can follow the example of Gabriel Rubio, quite honestly, when Rubio was not able to be with the program last spring and worked his way back and came back to be an incredibly integral part of the defensive line on that run to the CFP runner-up finish. So Onyeh looked good. On the offensive line, I thought that you could absolutely tell Sullivan Absher and Charles Jagasaw had slimmed down but also looked stronger. And then Gerby Lambert, and look, everybody knows I'm really high on Gerby Lambert, but I thought he looked really good. Upper body looked good. So those were some of the three offensive linemen that I noticed immediately. And then Matty Augustine looking very slender for a 6'7", listed at 292 pounds type guy.
Lambert was actually at right tackle getting instruction from Emil Wagner, one of the guys that will be on modified production this spring. Two guys we did not expect to see, and again, there's no physicality going on out there. They're not in pads. They're just running through individual drills and position drills. But two guys that we didn't necessarily expect to see catching passes, Jordan Faison from the lacrosse team, and we talked to Marcus Freeman about that and his availability. We'll talk about that in a bit. And then Will Pauling, who with the fifth metatarsal injury, I wasn't really expecting. No, you wouldn't have known. He was quick. He was among the leaders at the front of the pack of the wide receiver. So it was good to see those two guys come out and catch passes. And I asked Marcus Freeman about Faison's availability this spring with him being a lacrosse player, and he did say that they, had talked him and kind of modified the schedule, and they'll see a little bit more of Jordan Faison on the football practice field.
Yeah, it was almost none last spring, and it made sense. That was his first lacrosse season last spring. When you think about it, he was assimilating. He'd already played football before playing lacrosse. A little bit more this year. Once they start hitting, he's not going to be involved. I bet you that's when Will Pauling isn't involved, when they start hitting either, because you should be resting at this point, these guys. It's good that Faison is involved a little. I think he needs it. We talked about it on the podcast on Monday, that I think he needs to be involved a little
Absolutely.
Bit more. But look, Freeman confirmed his commitment is lacrosse right now. That's his number one thing. And Freeman said, if you're going to be a lacrosse player, your commitment is lacrosse. It's great that maybe they'll get him five practices. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and he looked good, and let's be clear here. He needs the practice time. As talented as he is, he's still an incredibly raw player. And so the more work that he can get out there, and I forget who asked the question in Marcus's press conference. It was a great question about how in the midst of a quarterback battle, when you have a number of wide receivers who are either out, not arriving until summer, or like a Jordan Faison splits time between lacrosse, kind of how do you make up for that, or how do you expedite that chemistry that's needed at the wide receiver position. So any day that Faison can be out there is certainly a win for Notre Dame. I did notice Burris standing out a few times today. He had one drop, a tough over-the-shoulder catch on the near sideline, but he flashed today and just has a really good frame about him.
Yeah, Tim and I commented about Scrap Richardson and
he's
quick
feet.
we both saw it. I mean, I thought kind of caught the football like a guy that's transitioning to a wide receiver position, but I don't want want to read too much into that, but that was just an observation. Getting back to the offensive line, we talked about Lambert at right tackle. Charles Jagusaw was at right guard. We speculated the other day in a podcast that Joe Otting would be getting number one snap. I mean, can't even really say it was number one, but
he's the only center left.
Yeah, that was that was the group that came out. And Absher actually snapped Absher the football a couple times as well. So you know that the offensive line is incomplete, of course, and we knew that because of the guys that are compromised physically. Marcus Freeman was asked about the quarterbacks, what it would take for the number one guy to emerge from that group. And I know that in our podcast we've talked about, you know, Angeli and Carr, but Kenny Minchie is in that. That's how Marcus Freeman is talking. It's a three-man race. He said it's the first time since he's been here that it's actually been a three-man race. So here you go, three guys competing for the starting spot.
There aren't many three-man quarterback races that end well, but this one will. Usually a three-man quarterback race in the spring means you don't have a quarterback in the fall. I think this one, the first thing we said we were watching all three quarterbacks is all three of these guys could help a Power 5 program win this year. I actually think Angeli would have the hardest time transitioning to another Power 5 program and being as good as he is at Notre Dame. I think his experience here is a big benefit to him and to Notre Dame. Minchie throws a really pretty ball. Freeman kind of confirmed a little bit what we speculated, that Kenny Minchie is the best runner of the three. That I mean, I don't think that's a challenge, really. I think he is the best runner of the three. We could see it in Blue Gold game last year. But he also joked Kenny would argue he's as good of a runner as Riley Leonard, and nobody agreed with that, especially Freeman. It's going to be fun to watch those guys throw because they can all throw a football.
And Blake Heber threw it well today.
He does
too.
Throw it well too. He is not in the race. Marcus Freeman has said three guys are in the race.
Right,
that
exactly.
Is for sure.
He can run a little bit too, as we saw from his high school film. John, I feel like we have a bunch of guys to comment on that we saw running around. Most of that will spill over to Irish Illustrated Insider. But anybody else that you want to mention before we go on to some of the comments, additional comments that Marcus Freeman made?
You know, I thought Kedron Young looked good. He's now listed at 235 pounds, and he just looks like a piece of chiseled granite or something like that. Jabron Payne to be 11 months or less than 11 months from ACL surgery after he was injured in the blue and gold game in late April a year ago. I thought he looked really good overall. Very light days for Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price, but always good to see those guys out there. Aeneas Williams has shifted to the number 22, I think
22,
it was.
22. Yeah. Looks even more compact in 22.
And then the new kid in there at number 23. Right. So, you know, the running backs I thought looked good. I didn't spend as much time with the wide receivers because I wanted to focus closely on the offensive line and the quarterbacks. I thought, to your all's point, all three of those quarterbacks had really good zip on their ball. And you can see it with Hebert, but he's just not there yet. From a physicality standpoint, but Notre Dame loves his attributes and thinks that they've got a lot to work with there. But the velocity and just the delivery from Angeli, Carr, and Minchie was impressive. Carr switching to the number 13 now. Note that as well. But you guys have referenced it before, and you have so much better perspective than me. But to think about where this program was three springs ago when it was Drew Pine and Tyler Buckner competing for the starting job, to see those guys out there now, I'm not sure a quarterback room anywhere in the country has elevated itself and raised the floor as much as this
in 3 years. In the 3 years,
Hey, and Tim, newsflash: Jeremiah Love is healthy again and still looks really good.
So, there was two moments where I was with Chuck Freebie during the and Tim was to my right, and Tim heard us both. He was watching the other side. Tim heard us gasp twice, and both times it was because of Jeremiah Love doing a punt coverage drill where we just looked out there. Who is that? Oh, that's Jeremiah Love with his speed. And the second one I looked up, and it's just Jeremiah Love running a quick slant route and just stabbing the ball at full speed with one hand for a reception. He's a special athlete. So that guy looks fast. That's my professional scouting report. Number four remains fast for the Irish.
Astute.
Thank you very much.
As it relates to the quarterbacks and the timetable, Marcus Freeman said there is no timetable for picking the number one quarterback. I don't think any of us are surprised at that. As you've said, Tim, Notre Dame came out of spring football in 2023, and Sam Hartman wasn't named the starting quarterback when we knew that he absolutely was going to be the starting quarterback. So don't expect that to be an announcement here this spring. Chris Ash was brought up. I thought it was interesting that Marcus Freeman talked about, like, he's known Chris Ash for a long time. And so, you know, John, when you were the first from Football Scoop to pinpoint that Chris Ash was going to be the guy that Marcus Freeman chose, they've got history together, and he feels very comfortable with him as his defensive coordinator.
And as we've noted before, look, it's another former head coach on Marcus's staff. And yes, it's year four for Marcus, so that need is not as significant as it was early on when he brought on Al Golden. But it's a guy with great perspective. He's been a power conference head coach. He knows the Midwest incredibly well. He's been in the NFL. Notre Dame has been running a very NFL-like defense with the depth of it and of the playbook and what they ask guys to do. So he said all the right things today, Marcus did, about Chris Ash's transition. I did notice and pick up on the fact that Ash has very quickly picked up on the going through the lines and shaking hands during those dynamic warm-ups.
I asked Marcus Freeman about, you know, three veteran guys, because if you look at Notre Dame's defense, from defensive tackle to linebacker to safety, Notre Dame lost some veteran players, some great players. And so, you know, they're looking at guys like Devontae Smith, and Jared Dawson and Jalen Strowman to fill those roles. Now, Strowman is coming off the right clavicle, and so, therefore, he's very limited. But we saw him, Tom the intern actually saw him doing some bag work, and he looked, you know, he has that physical maturity. Devontae Smith absolutely has that physical maturity. So you lost some great players with a ton of experience, veteran leaders of the defense, but you've brought players in at those positions that are going to play an integral role in everything that happens in 2025.
Freeman mentioned he's known Devontae Smith for a long time because there's Cincinnati connections before he went to Bama, and he immediately started by saying he has some leadership qualities as well. But also, we need the nickel qualities more than anything else if you're looking to replace somebody on your Notre Dame's defense. But when Marcus Freeman says we need leadership, that's where he gets that's a veteran coming in that can help.
Yeah, and that's what we've heard already, and we've heard about his physicality already, as we've outlined on the Irish Illustrated Insider podcast a couple of different times lately. Jumping around a little bit, I apologize. I do want to mention at the tight end position, I thought Eli Raridan, who looked really good last fall and stayed healthy last fall, he continues to truly be a specimen. Kevin Bauman looked good out there, has a cleaner frame to him than what he did in the fall when he was just really helping on some spot special teams, you know, extra point units and things like that. He can potentially be a very valuable piece of depth at the tight end position, Larson being out there, and Fisher had moved back to tight end, as Tim O'Malley reminded us earlier this week. It's not a brand new thing for him. He's spent a spring at the tight end spot before.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that he was going to move there. Myron Tagovailoa-Mosa back on the field for Notre Dame. Good to see him. Our colleague Pete Sampson asked about Mike Martin, some really good comments that I'm sure you're going to read about on Irish Illustrated. Guys, anything else? I think there's more to talk about, but we'll save that for Irish Illustrated Insider.
Two observations. Micah Gilbert left with head football athletic trainer Rob Hunt when drills started. I don't know if that was a plan. Could have tweaked something. He might not have. It might have been the entire plan the entire time for Micah Gilbert to do that, but they did leave. And a little birdie told me when we were outside walking all the way over to the stadium to talk to Marcus Freeman, Stiles Prescott ran out with at left tackle when they went out in a 5-man front. He was with the starters.
Anything else, JB?
No, I think that's it for me.
We'll wrap it up. That's today's Irish Illustrated's Instant Analysis.